fascinating facts about Kauai.
As you might have noticed by the abundant beaches, waterfalls, sugarcane, coffee, and tropical fruits, Kauai is a land of abundance. Kauai means time of plenty or fruitful season. In ancient times, before the arrival of Captain Cook in 1778, Kauai was the only Hawaiian island not subject to drought or famine. The ancient name is Kauai Amamo Kalani Po, meaning the fountainhead of many waters from on high and bubbling up from below. Kauai is the oldest of the 8 main Hawaiian islands, erupting out of the water about 5 million years ago. We generally only think of the 8 main islands: Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Maui, Molokai, Lanai, Koholawe, and the Big Island of Hawaii, but there are 132 islands, reefs, and shoals that comprise the state of Hawaii as it extends for nearly 1,600 miles from the Big Island in the southwest all the way to Kure and Midway Atolls at the northwestern end of the archipelago. The Hawaiian Islands are the most isolated islands in the world, lying in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, some 2,400 miles from the nearest continent. Kauai is 65 miles northwest of Oahu, roughly circular in shape and 32 miles in diameter. Kauai has 111 miles of coastline, in which half are sandy beaches. The highest peak on Kauai is Kawakini at 5,243 feet. Kauai is the top of an immense volcanic mountain, 95% which is underwater. Millions of years ago, Kauai was about 10,000 feet tall, the summit covered in snow. The ancient Hawaiians were a Neolithic society, flourishing without clay or iron. They had a very sophisticated culture based on a close relationship with the land and sea. Intimate knowledge of plants and the environment helped them to thrive. Before European contact, Hawaiians did not have a written language, so a complex oral tradition evolved, in particular the ʻole or chant. The ʻole was and is a fundamental part of the Hawaiian culture, used to record history, family genealogy, and pray to the gods. Hawaiian words have a greater meaning than words in the English language. The intonation of an ʻole have their own mana or spiritual power. The actual sound waves and vibrations are thought to directly influence reality. Hawaiians also communicate through hula. Hula is a sacred form of storytelling, a way to record historic events, legends, brave accomplishments, family genealogy, love stories, and creation myths. Traditional hula was performed to rhythmic chants and drumming. Facial expressions, hand gestures, and swaying hips tell the stories and preserve cultural traditions. Hula dancers wore patterned tapa cloth rather than grass skirts, a recent introduction from Micronesia. In the early 1800s, Christian missionaries found hula to be too provocative and suppressed it. The hula was too important to Hawaiian cultural values to be banned. Hula survived through underground training schools and secret societies. David Kalakaua was king from 1874 to 1891 and is credited with reviving the hula, bringing a westernized version to the royal court. Hula changed with the times, catering to tourism, the theatrical luau, and Hollywood. Shirley Temple, Elvis, and the hula hoop made hula mainstream. Hula was completely stripped of its spiritual significance and became a sexy, silly dance, complete with coconut bras and swishing cellophane skirts. With the civil rights movement in the 1970s, traditional hula experienced a renaissance. Hula schools are now found in California, New York, and Japan. Hawaiians believe everything has a life force, a spirit or mana. The Aina Kai, the land and sea, is everything. Rocks, plants, and water are all interconnected and related through a complex genealogy, where a plethora of gods govern the natural world. The four main Hawaiian gods are Kane, Ku, Lono, and Kanaloa. Kane is the god of sunlight, fresh water, and natural life. Ku is the god of war and male power. Lono is the god of peace, fertility, winds, rain, and sports. Kanaloa is the god of the ocean. And let's not forget Pele, the goddess of fire. Hawaii was a monarchy for almost a century from 1795, the year Kamehameha the Great united all of the islands, to 1893, when the kingdom was overthrown by local American businessmen supported by the U.S. military. Kamehameha was a brutal and vicious warrior who conquered Maui in the famous Battle of Iao Valley, where his army slaughtered so many soldiers, it is said that the Iao Stream ran red with blood. On Oahu, Kamehameha's army drove hundreds of enemy soldiers off the Pali Cliffs. so taken in a historical context, when the U.S. Marines landed in Honolulu, stormed the Iolani Palace, and forced Queen Liliuokalani at gunpoint to surrender the Hawaiian Kingdom, they were just following the history of conquest. A heiau is an ancient Hawaiian temple or church, usually platforms of lava rock or walled structures used for ceremonial, religious, or political practices. Ali'i or kings often went to these sacred places of worship to consult the powerful kahuna. Kahuna are priests or shamans who gave advice about harvests, fishing, and warfare. Offerings of fish, bananas, and coconuts were wrapped in tea leaves and offered to the temperamental gods. In 1906, an archaeological survey on Kauai recorded 122 heiaus. You may have heard about the Menehune, a short, mythological people who built monuments around Kauai. They were not short in height, but short in stature, for they were a previous race of people that colonized the island before the Hawaiians. Just as the Europeans conquered the Hawaiians conquered the Menehune. The Menehune's last outposts were Honopu and Wainiha Valley. When the first census of Kauai was taken in the 1850s, 65 of the 2,000 people in Wainiha listed themselves as Menehune. From October to May, an amazing thing happens around Kauai. The humpback whales return from a summer in Alaska to calve and mate. Keep an eye out for these giants as they breach and play in the waters just offshore. Whale in Hawaiian is kohola, the seeker of light. Humpback whales can reach a length of 50 feet and weigh 50 tons. A baby humpback whale weighs 2 tons at birth and drinks more milk in one day than a human baby does in 1 year. The Polynesian navigators who first sailed to Hawaii in voyaging canoes brought with them a variety of plants and animals, including taro, sugarcane, coconut palm, noni, pigs, dogs, and chickens. One of the 27 original canoe plants, the kukui tree, now Hawaii's state tree, was invaluable, with a long list of uses, one of which was for oil lamps. Another very versatile native plant the Hawaiians brought is the ki, or tea. It was used as medicine, food storage, cooking, fishing, clothing, and good luck. Today, alien plants and animals are literally taking over. Hawaii is the endangered species capital of the world, with hundreds of plants and animals listed as endangered or threatened. There are more endangered species per square mile on these islands than any other place on the planet. If you are concerned about sharks, here are some facts to alleviate your fears. Shark attacks are an extremely unlikely event in Hawaiian waters. In 2005, 7.39 million people visited the islands with just 5 shark attacks that year, 4 off Maui and 1 off Oahu. From 1828 to 2005, there were 119 shark attacks in Hawaii. Only 21 were fatal. An average of 60 people drown each year in Hawaii. If you happen to see a monk seal sleeping on the beach, it's a special sight, for only a few thousand are left. It is kapu to get too close to them. Kapu is the Hawaiian word for forbidden. In ancient Hawaiian, kapu was a prohibition system with elaborate sanctions regarding behavior, helping to preserve class distinctions and conserve natural resources. Kapus are helpful to prevent overfishing and hunting, but some were very oppressive, prohibiting women from eating pork, bananas, and certain types of fish. Women were also forced to eat apart from men. The penalty for breaking a kapu was death. In 1819, the kapu system was officially abolished when Kamehameha's successor, Liholiho, sat down to a meal with Queen Regent Kaahumanu. Traditional heiaus were soon abandoned or demolished. Christian missionaries quickly moved in.